Illegal immigration fell 67% under Trump, says FMR. Border Chief. By Breitbart, Texas on April 4, 2017. During congressional testimony Tuesday, a former federal border commissioner claimed that illegal immigration across the Mexican border is progressively dropping each month since the inauguration of Donald Trump. David V. Aguilar, former U.S. Border Patrol and acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner, told the Senate Homeland Security Committee that March 2017 figures he reviewed indicate illegal border crossings are down 67%, according to The Washington Times. By comparison, February statistics indicating the number of illegal alien apprehensions fell 40%. It's actually up to 67% drop compared to last year, Aguilar told the Senate committee. The former Border Patrol chief explained that similar decreases occurred during the Reagan administration but later spiked in the decades to follow. Mr. Aguilar's Capitol Hill comments were not immediately verified by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The retired law enforcer's statement does, however, follow news previously reported by Breitbart, Texas related to the mothballing of temporary holding facilities for the pre-election surge of migrants throughout 2016. In mid-February, a Rio Grande Valley sector facility near the Donna Rio Bravo International Bridge was closed after the prior month's family unit aliens, FMUA, and unaccompanied alien children, UAC, border apprehensions exhibited double-digit tumbles. Days later, Breitbart, Texas reported on a second overflow facility closure located about 40 miles east of El Paso. Both plants were placed in warm standby status capable of reversal in less than 24 hours. March 2017 figures have not yet been released by CBP.